Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back to wrap things up here on this Monday evening. Joining us on the line is the head football coach of the Roland Story Norsemen, Matt Finn, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, Quinn, great to be back. Thanks for the time today.
So as we take a look at your ball club coming into 2025, first on the offensive side of the football, it is, I guess overall you could call it a mixed bag. You bring back a ton of talent at receiver, a ton of talent in the backfield at running back coming into 2025, but you have to replace a two-year starter, a quarterback in Sam Knoll, and you have to replace a good chunk of what was a very good offensive line a year ago on the offensive side of the football. How have those battles for those positions in need gone so far here through the offseason going into camp, and how have the positions that have plethora of talent looked so far?
Yeah, I feel like you're right. We had some really nice, good football players that, some of them were 2 and 3 year starters for us that we're replacing. The vision for that starts, in November of last year for some of those guys. We had a lot of guys take that really serious. And had a great off season for us. You think about guys like Chance Georges, and how he just kind of exploded onto the varsity sports scene and about everything that he's doing right now. A guy like Blake Nelson, who might not be a household name yet, but he kind of took on the Garrett Deerham, Tristan Peterson model and just went to work on himself big time and got really big and strong. And so we're probably a little thinner up front than we've been for a few years, but maybe not as big of frames or bodies, but we're strong and we're athletic, and I think that bodes well for us too on the offensive side of the ball. Like you said, like plenty of skill and experience coming back at a lot of those other spots too on offense and defense. It's just kind of that the box play. We're going to have some guys step up and really take the reins of that leadership, because it's one thing to be able to know what you're doing. It's another thing to be able to execute it really well. And then it's another thing to be able to lead and handle adversity at those things too. So, we're young, a little bit inexperienced at some spots, but a lot to be excited about.
And looking on the defensive side of the football, it's pretty much a similar story. On the defensive side, loses some pretty darn good guys up front on that defensive line. Also lose, a linebacking core that was extremely productive over the course of the last couple of years for your program. Defensive backfield, however, is maybe the most talented position, maybe on the entire football team coming into this fall camp. And looking at the defense from top to bottom, what has stood out to you through summer workouts now going into fall camp?
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, obviously, I think this is the first time in my entire head coaching career that I would say, like, the secondary of our team is the absolute, like, the pinnacle, the thing that we're relying on heavily. And I really want to credit Coach Hawkins and the defensive staff for all the work that they've done to really adjust our scheme to fit our personnel types too. And we're doing some creative new stuff to, I think, Cody Long is the type of guy that anywhere we put him on the field, he's going to make an impact. And I would look to see, even more of his involvement if there can be such a thing, on defense. And really excited about guys like Blake Larson, Aiden Fry, Luke Thorson over there in the secondary too. And then, there's still some mainstays for us in the box. Jake Rogers has taken plenty of quality snaps for us on the D-line. Cale Vermeer has played plenty of defense for us too, maybe not, as a starter all the time with Charlie and Garrett, especially last year. But, I think we've, again, it's kind of similar to our O-line. Like, we just got to figure out who's going to be playing where in the box and see how they can grow in their role.
in looking here as obviously we transition from summer workouts to fall camp, your team has had a chance to do a lot of 7-on-7 stuff. I know there's probably been a camp in there that your program's been involved in as well, where you really got a chance to maybe see things with pads and helmets here before we get into fall camp and fall practice. But what's maybe the one of the couple things that you and the staff are really looking forward to seeing as we go from the start of fall camp and fall practice to your regular season opener on August 29th at Pella Christian?
Yeah, so I think, you know, during the summer we do a lot of whole team install. I mean, we'll do some fundamental stuff too, but it's just you're kind of limited with the amount of contact that you can have or lack thereof. And so I'm really excited. We're kind of taking it back to more of like a whole part, whole type thing where we're going to just focus on skills and like really minute stuff and make sure we're fine-tuning those fundamentals here over the next couple of weeks. And then getting back into our team settings there too to just put it all together and make sure it runs really smooth and everybody's sitting in the right spots. And so there's a lot of that mental piece that's going to come into that now too. We're going to go be a little bit more physical and individual oriented the next week or so. And then we'll see how we can come together as a team again and really gel.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the start of the regular season.
That sounds great, Quinn. Thanks again.
Yep, that was Matt Finn, the head football coach of the Rolling Story Horsemen, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. We'll take you to the top of the hour next on 95.7 KQWC.